You're listening to a podcast appearing on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to Green Gab. Hey guys, it's Marla Esser. I'm the Green Home Coach, and with me today is my partner in green,
intellectual green.
That's right, intellectual partner. Okay, whatever.
Partner in intellectual green.
You guys realize every episode we change.
Pretty much.
Okay, Tony, it's Tony Pratt from The Sound Room. And our guest here today is Tricia McConkey from Associated Bank. Welcome,
Trish. Hey, everybody.
I didn't get the rest of it.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's all good.
She's eager.
Hey, we like that, don't we? Welcome to Green Gab, where we're going to be gabbing today about things going on in green homes, green living, and green companies. And Trisha's going to bring us some really cool perspectives on some things you may not have thought about, and that's green money.
I like green money.
Yeah, that was bad, wasn't it? But seriously, a lot of talk about how to get more green in our homes, and we got to pay for it somehow. So I ran into Tricia a couple of years ago. We're both in Professional Women in Building, and then all three of us are in the Home Builders Association in St. Louis. And as we got talking more and learning more about what each other do, I was really fascinated with what you offer and how you can help people really build their dream home or remodel their dream home. And so I'm so excited you came to join us today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Tony, you and I kind of know a little bit about this whole green money or financing side, but I know a lot of people don't. So this is the time to start thinking about it. And if you haven't thought about buying a home right now, but it's something in your future, I think what Tricia has to share with us today can be some really great kind of laying.
What do you do when you ground?
Laying the groundwork.
Laying the groundwork. You got to build that foundation.
Field.
Exactly.
There you go.
Because, you know, we all know when it comes to if you're working on a green project specifically, it's just a little different than a regular run-of-the-mill house.
Yeah, a little bit. Tricia, talk a little bit about some of the work you've done and how you got to where you are now doing this work in green financing. And
I have actually been in the mortgage industry now for 18 years. I've worked many different facets in the mortgage industry, which really has helped build my career to where I am today because I do understand everything that has to happen from start to finish. And it makes a big difference mm-hmm. for my clients. I've worked for mortgage brokers, I've worked for community banks, and I now work for what would be considered a mid-size regional bank. Last 9 to 10 years, I've started specializing in construction and renovation lending. Even through the downturn, stuck with it, did well for me. I completely enjoy it, and I've really found the piece of my career that I enjoy, and it makes me excited to get up and go to work and do what I do and talk to my clients. And then it's kind of even delineated more now to where I have started specializing and working in green building and remodeling. An Associated Bank specializes in construction and remodeling lending. We were actually number 8 in the nation last year for that type of lending.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know.
Yes. Taking it one step further, in my experience in working with some builders in the HBA, that's how I became introduced to green building. When I first started working with it, it was really difficult from the perspective of lending because lenders didn't understand it. Appraisers maybe didn't understand it. So the value of the green items that were going to those homes were not coming through to the appraisal. So I just saw the need and started working with it. Because Associated Bank specializes in construction, I also have partners up in Minnesota and Wisconsin who are also working in green building. So Associated Bank kind of turned ahead and started looking at it. We just take it a little step further and try to make sure that as we do financing for these, that we're also taking into consideration when someone's doing a green project.
Oh, nice. You made the mention that what was different about green lending and when you first got into it, it was such a challenge. But how long ago was that?
That was 6 years ago.
That's what I really wanted to bring up. So in 6 years' time, I mean, I feel like there's been just a massive turn you know, in the curve and what's happening around green building, and that there's been that much change in 6 years, I think is testimony to that.
Oh, absolutely. Because I would think in 6 years, 6 years ago, we were still looking at just a lot of people didn't understand it. It was still considered a niche. It was still considered a fringe or, you know, more, that's tree huggers over there.
It still is in some parts of the country.
It is. It is, but let's talk about here, where we're at. That tells me in 6 years, it's went from being just a little niche player to it's a whole lot more mainstream. Would I be correct in saying that?
Oh, it is. Definitely. It is. It's not just about, like you said, right? People think about it as being tree huggers or this very big, almost daunting task of building something green, but it's so much easier. And there's so many more facets that make your project green, not just necessarily the green certification, but the things that the products you're using or reusing when you're doing a remodel.
Yeah, salvage,
that make a difference. And also, I think cost is different. It is more mainstream. People have thought more about it. There's more product readily available.
Oh, totally. You can walk into any big box store now and find all kinds of things.
Right. Plus, if there's more demand, that does bring prices down as well.
Yeah. Right.
The other thing, I've been in the industry about 10 years, and I know when I got in about 10 years ago, and that was when I came into the home building industry and green. I came in at the same time. But then we were spending so much time just educating people, teaching them the vocabulary and the very basics of it. And even though a lot of people still don't know how it all works together and how to connect the dots, they at least know the vocabulary and some of the basics, and it's not just completely a foreign language to them. So I think that's really helped, and I've got to imagine that's helped even as you're helping people to put together how to finance this dream of theirs, but that's got to play a big part in it.
Oh, it definitely does. To play an even bigger part is Associated Bank has really looked at it differently. So we understand that if someone has a true green home, especially one that is certified, that their overall expenses are different monthly than your typical homeowner. When we go to qualify them for their construction and their final mortgage, we're allowing that debt to income to go higher than your typical house, knowing that their outgoing expenses on that home are so much less than the typical homeowner is going to experience.
That is such a great point, because I think so many people don't realize how much their fuel, their utility, their operational costs are going to be as they go forward living in their homes. You know, the whole life cycle of a home isn't necessarily taken into account. We think about it for a car.
Right.
You know, how much gas is this going to take? How many oil changes does it need? How much is the maintenance? How expensive is body work? And we don't think about that with our houses for some reason, or we hadn't been. I think more people are starting to.
I would agree. And actually, and now that I've been doing it for a while, certainly I have clients who I've talked to now that they've lived in their homes for a while and they've experienced it. Truly, their amount that they spend to live in their home is so much less that it's shocking.
That's
when
awesome.
You talk to them.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back to that.
How does a feature film studio take a drunken, careless womanizer and make him a hero? Add on a multicolored suit of iron, insert an arc reactor into his heart, and watch as yet another Marvel superhero springs from the comic book page into our collective feature film hearts. Check out all of the nostalgic detail of Marvel Studios' Iron Man. In perspective review, complete, detailed, and always educational via the perspective review of Iron Man. Check it out now at perspectivereviews.com. That's perspectivereviews.com.
Thought about a career in voiceover? Need a great, cost-effective, on-hold message for your organization or business? Don't know where to start? Check out The Voice Farm, your one-stop shop for voiceover needs. Check it all out now by accessing The Voice Farm at voicefarmers.com and see what difference can be made with a company that is truly outside the box. From the Voice Box, voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Everyone knows what identity theft is, right? Well, maybe not. Learn more by listening at scammercast.com.
Well, we're back, Gavin the Green, today, talking with Tricia McConkie and co-host intellectual partner in green, Tony.
There you go.
I have to think what those initials stand for.
Oh, man, that's just another conversation.
Later. So Tricia, we were on a really great roll talking about how your homeowner clients oftentimes would be so surprised at how much less it costs to operate their homes. And I know there's a real big movement afoot right now coming from kind of the techie side of energy efficiency and green to really help people understand the life cycle costs of a home. It sounds like y'all are seeing that.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do you help them to understand that better? And how do you help the lending institution and all the people that work in that to get that? Or how does that all happen?
For Associated Bank, because the construction lending that we do, which would include green remodeling, that's all portfolio lending for us.
So what does that mean?
That means that we're lending our own money. We're not having to follow a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac guideline exactly.
Okay.
We have some flexibility in how we underwrite our borrower, how we look at their debt, the interest rates that we're able to offer, also the appraisal process, which is extremely important in the overall loan.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
That's the bane of every builder right there.
Right, right. And as I had alluded to before, that was an issue when I first started coming into the green building. And so what we have done at Associated is made a panel of appraisers that are specific to construction and then are specific to green construction.
Oh, nice.
So that when we're going to order that appraisal, you're not set out to the sea of appraisers. It's a specialty. And because it's a specialty product, it needs a specialty understanding. That's why we can set up that specialty list or panel of appraisers. It's just like if somebody was going to do a VA loan.
Right.
VA has specific appraisers that are approved to do their appraisals because there are certain information that appraiser needs to understand and have. Same thing. In the green building, there's certain information and understanding that those appraisers need to have to be able to evaluate it, compare it to either other homes that have green features or homes that don't, and be able to make those adjustments.
Right. Know that this is going to bring an extra value to the
right
home and to the homeowners that live there.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so it gives the appraiser the flexibility, again, going back to it being a portfolio loan for us and not having to follow those exact Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines. They can then go outside of those appraisal guidelines as far as how far away a comparable is or how old a comparable is or things like that. And it gives them flexibility to do that additional research to give us better comparables that don't just necessarily check a box, but make for a better appraisal report.
Also, because the more data you have.
I was going to say, so they can actually go out and look for specific certified projects as comparables if you're dealing with a certified project.
Right, right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they could go out and look for other certified projects. So we're not going to say you have to have it within the typical last 6 months being sold on the market or within a half mile of the subject property. We'll let them go to an older comparable or further away. I mean, obviously, area still has to make sense. The project still has to make sense overall, but there's some flexibility in that. The other thing is that now I've done enough financing for projects like this in our area, our bank also has that knowledge behind us. So even if it's a project that's 2 years old, really that's not a good comparable any longer. But we have the data on it internally to be able to go back and look at it and say, when this was constructed, it did appraise out, it appraised for X. We know the market's continuing to grow and get better. So even by that logic, you can look at it and help your appraisal on the current project.
Well, that's got to be helpful.
So we were talking earlier offline about the use of the green appraisal addendum, which I got to tell you, pretty much every realtor I talk to or any person in real estate has no clue that this exists. So if nothing else, just talking about it is at least upping the ante so folks are aware of it. Are y'all using the green appraisal addendum for the work you do when you're understanding the features and certifications and everything in a home?
We do. I would say that most of our appraisers on that panel understand how to use the addendum and use it. I do have one appraiser who probably isn't the expert at using the addendum, but understands he's done enough green appraisals for us. He understands different components of a home that make it green, not necessarily through certification, but just the components that are green themselves. So in that case, if he didn't use the green addendum, he will definitely do his own addendum to the appraiser. Well, he will go through an explanation of these are the features of the home. Here are some things that are there. But hopefully that'll be changing soon. soon, and there'll be some deeper education for the appraisers in using that addendum.
Well, if nothing else, getting the words out there that this exists is a great start.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm getting ready to sell my place. That was one of the exercises that we've talked about going through, because I've made some improvements. It's not certified, but I've made some improvements over the years. And so we're going to go through and see at least what happens when we take it through the green appraisal addendum.
Right.
And if nothing else, it'll give me and my realtor the opportunity to understand where we've done something different.
Well, and it goes back to the, if people don't even know it exists, how can they even ask?
Right.
You know, and that's a big thing, is to go out and let people know, hey, if you're using some of these types of products, then we need to look at a different way of appraising the project.
Definitely. I mean, and it's an education all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
The appraiser, us as a bank, the homeowner, all, you know, all of the above.
So as an educator, I mean, is that one of the primary values that you see you bring to the community?
Definitely. An education standpoint to my homeowners and to the other people that I work with,
right,
to the other people in the industry, just what I know and the knowledge. But, you know, as well, we were talking, as you said, offline.
Right.
It even becomes, not by on purpose, but just by time alone, just by trade, I've really worked on a lot of projects, let's say, within the areas of Kirkwood, Webster, Ladue, Town and Country. When I have a customer that comes to me in that area, they want to talk through it. They're concerned about, what am I putting into my home? Will I get it out of it?
Right.
And I spend a lot of time as an educator listening to them. I ask them questions, and then I want to hear, what are your long-term goals for your home? What is your plan? How long are you going to live there? Are you looking at it as an investment? And then that way I can guide them through the process and help them with the choices that they're making.
I love it. So that puts you in a position to be really a servant leader and really help them get the most out of what they've got in their house.
Absolutely.
And plus, I don't know that we see it that way.
Yeah, plus you become a trusted advisor to that client.
Well, Tricia, I know that I have been thrilled getting to better understand what you do and getting to know you over the last few years. So we're going to take a break and come back and talk more.
Do you know anything about perpetual advertising? Yeah, that's what I thought. Find out how perpetual advertising can change the way customers find you and how your marketing money can literally work for you while you sleep. It's perpetual advertising, and it's only from Two Guys Talking. Find out more at twoguystalking.com/sponsors. Do you know anything about perpetual advertising? That's what we thought. Find out how perpetual advertising can change the way customers find you and how your marketing money can literally work for you while you sleep. It's perpetual advertising, and it's only from Two Guys Talking. Find out more at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
Hi, this is Curtis Bailey, elder law attorney and co-host on Scammercast.com, educating, informing, and protecting our elders and those that care for them on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Fighting isn't just something I was doing when I was a kid. It's followed me into adulthood. Not so much the beatdowns at work or finishing off bullies that scratch my car. I'm Mike Wilkerson. I'm hosting Two Guys Talking MMA, a completely original perspective review podcast detailing the events showcased on Fox Sports 1's The Ultimate Fighter. Join me and my co-host, MMA's Adam Sella, and a literal cavalcade of guest fighters, promoters, and more, where we'll talk about the show, the fighters, the fights, and more. It's a completely different flavor of fight review, and it's only from Two Guys Talking. Witness the carnage, the perspectives, and fun at twoguystalkingmma.com. That's twoguystalkingmma.com.
We're gabbing more today about green homes and green financing with Tricia McConkey. Tony, have you learned anything new yet?
I've learned a lot. But then again, I always do.
Well, that's why we're intellectual partners in green.
Well, we both have our unique perspectives of looking at things, our unique intelligence. But when we come together, it's a very diverse way of looking at things that we have.
That's a really good way to put it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we have a permanent seat in Panera now, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, free shout out to Panera. I think our longest meeting was 3 hours.
Yeah, and our shortest is usually about an hour and a half to two.
Of course, then we subjected Trisha to that over lunch. But we had a little less time
good.
Than that. You know, it is fun, isn't it? It's fun. It's good. It's just a chance to hear other perspectives.
Absolutely. That gives me new ideas in what I do day to day.
And that really matters, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I know that. I think so many people are, well, I know I was, because I kept kind of going down a pathway for a while, the first few years I was in business, that I didn't feel right. Once I got out of that and everything started feeling a lot better, things start happening. But yeah, that's a lot of it, just opening yourselves up to conversations.
I would agree.
Which is what you get to do a lot of.
I do.
I've got to imagine talking with a lot of your clients. And just for the record, you work directly with homeowners and homebuyers, correct?
That is correct. The financing is directly to the homeowner or the homebuyer. Our construction, renovation, financing that, you know, could include any sort of green features, that could be when somebody's building a new home ground up, somebody's purchasing a new home, and they want to renovate it.
Okay.
Or if you own your home and you want to renovate where you're living, you want to change your space. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I had no idea you did that one. See, there's my other new thing I've learned in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other unique thing about the way we handle the process is that we actually base our loan to value on the future value of when either the home's built or renovated. What's different from that is that in your typical equity position, if somebody wants to renovate, the bank's going to tell you, well, you have to have enough equity to take that cash out to do that renovation. We don't look at it that way. You come to us with a contractor and a set of plans and cost breakdown, and we're going to appraise it according to what you're going to have done to the property and how other properties like that are selling in the current market. The loan to value can go as high as 95%.
Whoa. Wow.
That kind of changes the paradigm of how you look at loans.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it opens it up to the homeowner to be able to do so much more. Their options, a lot of times I'll get done talking to a client and literally they're like, you just gave me more options than I thought was humanly possible in doing this project.
Very much so. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're in the St. Louis area and y'all operate in 16 states, right?
Well,
or 14 or something teen.
Yes. Yes. But we're mostly Midwest based.
Okay.
So the four primary or five primary states that we're in is Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and Missouri. But then we service states surrounding those states as well.
Of course, if you want to work with Trisha, you got to be around St. Louis Metro, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I actually will. Well, I could work anywhere, but I primarily work within the state of Missouri, Kansas City.
Okay.
Like Kansas City itself, Kansas City proper, if you will, that area. And then the state of Illinois.
If you're listening, if you're listening, you're listening. That's really astute, isn't it? But if you're thinking about building a new home or remodeling an existing home or buying and remodeling a home, I urge you to have a conversation with Trisha. Like I said, I'm sitting here aghast because I'm learning things I didn't even know. And I know I looked at a renovation loan when I actually purchased my condo a few years back. There was another one in the neighborhood that I wanted to just take down to drywall and put it back the way I wanted with green and energy efficiency, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it didn't work out. But I had looked at another loan, but it wasn't anything as flexible as what you're talking about. So
yes.
I wish I'd known you then.
Yes. Yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Right?
That's
all
right.
I'll work with you next time.
Okay.
Now you know where to call.
I do. Yeah. Only problem is I'm likely moving out of state. In the wrong direction for you.
Right.
You're going to have to work in another state, Trisha.
Yeah. There you go. I'll just add it.
This is a great segue. So actually, if folks want to learn more, we have a great opportunity because you're going to be coming on to our Elements of Green workshop series, and we're really excited to have you.
And what are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking more about what we just talked about today and just educating anyone who wants to come to the series, whether builder, realtor, homeowner, and just about how we look at construction, renovation, financing, and the green features and the flexibility that we have and the knowledge that we have.
Yeah. Well, and this is where the triumvirate of us really gets to bring a bigger picture to the whole perspective of green homes, because we know each other. We know how to tap each other as resources. That, to me, it makes me feel great that that's a huge resource that I have access to. And I know when I'm talking to people, I've already introduced you, Trisha, to a few folks.
And, oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's a great opportunity for all of us to really get to know what's in the industry, how feasible this is. There's a huge misnomer right now. You and I were talking about this earlier today. There's this huge misnomer that green building has to be expensive.
I would totally agree.
And
totally
it doesn't.
It doesn't.
But that's what everybody believes, just because in their minds, oh, it's just more expenses that I have to incur. And they don't talk about or think about the savings that they have later on by doing the project.
Well, it's not just even your savings like utility or upkeep.
Yeah.
It's the life of the product that you're putting in.
Oh, yeah. Durability and...
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
Something lasting. Well, if we're looking at a green certification for a home, that the standard baseline is it's built to last 50 years.
Right.
How many homes do you know you want to go say that about? I'm sorry, I'm not meaning to be mean, but just to know that that's a baseline that you're looking at says, hey, we're building something to last. It's an important factor.
It's a very important factor.
Look for us on Facebook. Look up Marla at greenhomecoach.com. Look up Tricia. We'll be around. We're going to have it out there for you. If you're not in the St. Louis area and you want to know more information about this, please drop me an email and I'll get you in touch. Tricia with Tony, with whomever you need to be in touch with, and we will be sure to help you get more information. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you being here today, Tricia. I hope you will come back later in the year and we can talk about some of the cool homes that you've had a chance to work on.
Oh, I would love to. This has been a lot of fun.
I know. We always tell everybody how much fun it is to get behind these silly little mics, but it is just magical.
It's something you have to experience.
It is fun.
It is. So if you want to be on the show, call us. We'll bring you on too. And I hate to tell you, but our time is up. So thank you so much for getting in on the gab for Why Green Matters to you, your family, and friends. Have a great day.